One of Pope Francis's sermons in 2017, he said this: "Some people use rigidness to cover weakness, sins, and personality flaws, and they use rigidness to rank themselves above others." The Pope is suggesting that people who are rigid about their faith tend to live double lives. On another occasion, the Pope said, "Concealed by rigidity, there is always something else going on." That's why Jesus, in today's gospel, uses the word hypocrites. They appear good because they follow the law, but behind there is something that does not make them good. Either they're bad, hypocrites, or they are sick. They suffer, he said. What we know in psychology is that people who are inflexible tend to live with internal conflict between their own internal desires and the values they believe in, or the ideal expectations they have, or that they have acquired through their parents, their culture, or their religion. Moreover, these people are generally, and he's quick to point out, have weaknesses and see weaknesses in others because they themselves desire perfection. The gospel today is a continuation of the Sermon on the Plains that we started 2 weeks ago with the Beatitudes. Jesus' words are particularly sharp, pointed, but they're very straightforward. In today's language, Jesus' words could be, "How can you get the sawdust out of your brother's eye when you've got an electric tool in your hand?" Jesus is pointing to a very simple truth. I said at the beginning about the plank and the speck and splinter in your brother's eyes. What I'm trying to say is I can't admonish people about their way of life or their sins or behavior unless I myself look into my own heart, look at what I do and my faults. If I don't do that, I'm lying to myself and to others. A very famous, I don't know if I've used it before, but a famous story from the time of Mahatma Gandhi is a lady walked many, many miles with her son to see Mahatma Gandhi. And she said to Gandhi, "Can you please tell my son to stop eating sugar? Because it's bad for him. It's bad for his way of health." And Gandhi said to the lady, after thinking a while, "Come back and see me in 2 weeks." So the lady was a little bit disappointed, but she came back in 2 weeks. And Gandhi said to the boy, "Stop eating sugar. It's bad for you." The lady said to Gandhi, "Why did I have to wait 2 weeks for you to give me a one-sentence answer for my son?" And he said, "I had to go away for 2 weeks and see if I could stop eating sugar before I could advise the boy to do so." And it's true, isn't it? We can't criticize others or ask people to do something if we're not prepared to do it ourselves. Jesus is suggesting that in deeper matters concerning religion and one's spiritual lives, it might not be so easy to correct someone else's behavior if you yourself do not have the correct behavior. We can't appear good by just following the law. We need to deal sometimes with our own internal conflict, the conflict within us, within our own hearts. Jesus again says about the fruit, we cannot, or a tree cannot bear fruit that is not good, if it's a good, well-nourished tree. And in the same way, rotten fruit cannot be produced by a well-nourished tree. The main point of the whole gospel is that what we have in our heart and in our minds is what is good, we hope. And the words that come out of our mouth are dictated by what we have in our hearts and minds. A group of youths were discussing religion. There was about 30 of them between the ages of 19 and 24. And they asked several questions, and they were the why questions. They were quite deep ones. And they were questioning about Catholic faith and tradition. They were not rebellious. They were just searching. Searching for something they were not sure of. They were in doubt. They were looking for affirmation. They were not going away from God, but they may well have been going away from institutionalized religion. They're looking for the religion of the heart. They're fighting against the rigidity of their parents and priests. They're struggling with being authentic to what they have been brought up to believe. I found that very challenging. But if I could advise them, like Gandhi, in order to do that, I have to deepen my own faith. My own faith in Christ. We're going through synodality at the moment. And it's about listening. Listening to what people say, especially young people that are searching to belong, to be part of. And it goes very well in today's service where we have the youth who are part of our confirmation group doing all the jobs we normally do in the church. They're searching, they're growing, they're deepening their faith in what they believe, just by a very small gesture. So remember, can you remove the speck that is in your brother's eye? If you haven't the courage to look deeply into your own heart, your own behavior, the things you do, have that courage, have that depth of feeling. Can you do that?